Welcome back to Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Fellows for Tuesday, October 21st, 2008.
Week 8, clicks and flicks. We've got injury report.
We've got news.
Lots of news.
I've got a rant.
More suspensions.
Suspensions for the wrong reasons.
Ooh, and that's why Jeffrey has a rant.
A little pissy.
And then we'll also tell you how to scour the waiver wire because there might be a player or two that you might need. And we'll get to that in a moment.
Championship.
Bringing fantasy football to the world. It's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. All right, Jeffrey.
Steven, you're a little hot on your card there. Do you see that?
I am just a little
I
hot.
I think you might be distorting just a tiny bit.
Okay.
Turn you down just a
turn
little bit.
Turn me down just a little.
Turn me down, dead man.
Well, I think you and the kids have been playing with the volume. That's what I think.
You know what?
I'm messing with you. All right,
The cleaning people. You know how hard it is to find good staff?
Yeah, it is. Okay, Jeffrey, we should say Naz is taking the day off.
Yeah.
I guess he saw you take a day off.
Yeah.
And he saw me take a day off. He says, I need a day off.
He said, this isn't my show. I just guest on the show, and so I get a day off.
And so he's going to take a day off.
God bless you.
He's like, yes, relax.
So for this, we say, because we can't do without this.
The Mastermind. Edge.
Can't be with us tonight because he is maintaining his healthy family life.
He is.
Which we strongly recommend.
Recommend healthy lifestyles.
He's taking his lady out tonight. And,
you must do that every once in a while.
That is correct. So, you know what, Steven? 48 hours from now, wheels up.
Wheels up. Actually, wheels will have been up for
about an hour.
Yeah, for about an hour.
Yeah, they will have served us a little Diet Coke action. And
I don't know. We're flying Virgin Atlantic. It's going to be a little Diet Cola, with whatever their cola is called.
It's not Coke One or anything anymore.
No.
It's just Diet Coke.
No. They do like what's it called? They have like this.
It's not like RC Cola or anything.
No,
they serve Diet Coke.
Virgin Atlantic has their own brand.
They're not like the stadium up in Seattle.
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Dude,
they're not like Jones Cola.
It's not Jones Cola.
I am a Virgin Atlantic virgin, okay?
Okay.
So I acknowledge that.
All I know is that I flew Virgin Atlantic last week.
I know, the same flight. Flight 24
there
or 23 or whatever it is.
Whatever it is. And I said, I will take a Coke. And she's like, okay. And she brings me back this can. And I'm like,
what the hell's this?
This isn't a Coke or a Pepsi.
Got newsflash.
No, it's the brand of the Virgin Atlantic.
Well, you know, the guy who owns Virgin Atlantic is he's one of the richest men in the world.
Yes.
I can't remember his name. Branson, I think, is his name.
Yeah, okay.
Owns the airline, and so maybe he's bought his own soda firm or something. I don't know. That's a little disheartening. You know, maybe it's going to be sleeping pill right before we get on the plane.
And then really?
And just say, screw it, I'm going to sleep.
I thought about it.
We actually have work to do on the plane.
No.
We have some work to do on the plane.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am sleeping.
Okay.
I am getting on the plane. I'm going to flirt a little bit with the stewardess.
Hello.
And I'm going to say,
dude, that is the worst pickup line I have ever heard in my life.
That's exactly what I'm going to say. And then she's looking at it, love, are you all right?
Would you like a lozenge?
And I'm like,
can I get you a hot cup of tea?
And then,
Earl Grey, hot.
There you go. Then I'm going to knock out. I'm going to crash.
Yeah.
And are you sitting next to me?
Well, not unless you bring in the Darth Vader mask.
No, why am I bringing the Darth Vader mask?
So you don't snore.
Well, I'm snoring.
Then I'm not sitting by you.
But I thought you got assigned seating.
We did assign seating. My goal, whenever I fly red eyes,
yes.
Here's a little travel tip for y'all. Free of charge.
Travel tip.
Rants and Raves Network travel tip. Be the last one on any late flight. Not morning flights, this doesn't work. Late flight, be the last one on the plane. But make sure everybody, they have to drag you on the plane. then you get a chance to get an overview of the entire plane, and you find that one or two rows that are completely empty, and you sit down right there in the middle, and you sit in the middle, because in case somebody just all suddenly shows up at the last minute and right. they open the door for them, you're sitting there in the middle, and they don't try and pull what you're just pulling. And right. then you put the armrests up, and you get the whole row, and you put down the tray tables, and you kick your leg over it, and you just go to sleep.
There you go.
That's Jeff's travel tip for the day,
have
courtesy of the Rants and Raves
Network. Have
you
checked out the plane yet to see how full it is?
I've no, like, I've had time!
All right. Okay.
Let's get to the news.
Let's get to some news, because there's a
lot of news. Now you've gone low on me.
Yeah, now, interesting.
Let me... There we go. Let's start off in the injury department. Okay, so you're bigger than me now, okay? But you're not breaking up. That's good.
I am the big one.
The big one. On the injury department, Pittsburgh Steeler running back Fast Willie Parker expected to return this weekend.
Willie.
But do not cast aside Mwende Moore just because Fast Willie's back. That's he has right. made himself invaluable to this team.
And he will see some carries as
Remember,
well.
Remember, they planned the 1-2 punch with Rashard Mendenhall, the rookie.
That is right.
And that was the original plan.
And with Mendenhall now on the IR, Mwende Moore will fit into that role.
He has fit into that. He's taken the dominant role just fine. Yes. So you know he can handle the 1-2 role. Dallas quarterback Tony Romo Pinky likely to continue to rehab and sit down. However, he will be a game-time decision.
Game-time decision. I'm going to go and say that he will be playing in this game. That's just my gut feeling.
Because of how bad Brad Johnson looked?
Yes.
That's a good enough reason.
40-year-old Brad Johnson looked like
a 40-year-old
Statue of Liberty.
With less range.
A lot less range. Serious.
I think she could outthrow him. I really do.
And outmove him.
She does.
She
have moves,
would
though.
Have. She would have sidestepped a
she's
couple
French,
of those sacks.
You know, so she's got some moves.
That's true.
Cincinnati quarterback.
Are you sure you don't want to go to Paris,
dude?
Bullet train under the channel. We're there and we're there. Paris. Ah. Ooh. Hey,
if Paris were on the coast,
yes.
Maybe. But once you hit the coast, I mean, you're like Normandy, and then you're another hour and a half on the train till you get to Paris.
But it's like a bullet train.
Okay, it's an hour 15. It's still, we would only be in Paris for like 5 hours, and that would exhaust
it would
us and
actually,
get you more sick.
It would. We would be in Paris for 8 hours.
And we would spend another grand, probably.
We would be in Paris for 8 hours.
He doesn't mention the money. As I'm busy booking our trip
it's
to Jacksonville.
It's $380 per person
I'm
round trip.
Booking right now our trip to Jacksonville
oh
in November.
Gosh. Ooh, Jacksonville. I forgot about that.
And there's no way to get there nonstop, which is, hey, folks.
We'll be there, sailors. Whoa, what? I don't change planes. Steven doesn't change planes.
I hear that. I thought about actually driving from Atlanta.
Oh.
It's 5.5 hour drive from Atlanta.
Yeah,
I'm like, horrible. Oh my gosh. I have yet to find an airline. If anybody is really connected or really bored, and you know the airline industry, you know all the airline websites and everything like that, find us an LAX to JAX flight that is nonstop, because I don't find it. I mean, or somebody, Doc Rob, come down here and pick us up in a plane, please, please. We'll get you a ticket to the game and everything, and you can have a tour of the ship and everything like that. It'd be really cool.
We asked Doc Rob for a lot of stuff, man.
Well, we've got to. He's the person who's been most kind to us.
Yes, that is true.
And so what do? It's just like public television.
You go.
You
to
give
the,
them money,
yes.
And what do? They ask you for more
yes,
money.
Yeah. Public TV.
Okay, we left off here in Cincinnati. Carson Palmer with his elbow is expected to be out again.
I expect Carson Palmer to be done for the season.
Me too.
At 0-7, this team's got no shot of
Why
going anywhere.
Why bother?
Don't hurt yourself any further.
You know what I would do? I would get Carson Palmer involved in Dianetics and have him get clear.
Dianetics?
Ooh. Don't normally make fun of pseudo-religions, but in this case, I make exceptions.
Yes.
But he does need to achieve the state of clear.
Isn't it the state of Quan?
No, it's the state of clear.
Okay.
And we live in the state of California. New Orleans running back Reggie Bush underwent arthroscopic knee surgery today, out about 4 weeks. They say 2 to 4. I always go on the pessimistic side because it's the side closer to reality. And speaking of reality, New Orleans tight end Jeremy Shockey, after complaining and bitching and moaning, he made the flight to London.
Yes.
He got on the plane and he's at the hotel. Good, he was, I don't know if I'm healing good enough. I should have gotten a second opinion. The team doctors here suck. St. Louis running back Steven Jackson quad is expected to be limited in practice, but to play this week on the field.
He will play.
And, however, he will not be joined by wide receiver Drew Bennett with his broken foot. He is out Sunday. Philadelphia running back Brian Westbrook is expected to return this weekend, which is really a shame for those of us who went and picked up, what's his name, his backup, who did so well for him.
Donnie Avery.
Nope.
No, who?
Philadelphia running back. Come on, back up.
Carl Buckhalter.
Yeah, Buckhalter. Yeah,
I thought you were still, you were talking about Steven Jackson and the Rams.
I'm
flying. Ben,
I am trying to put out
you
the
are.
Fastest
You're moving.
Fantasy football show
I
we
see.
Have ever done.
But Jeffrey, I have this report. Google is down. Okay, Google. It's back up now. But it was down for like a full 3 minutes there.
Wow. Well, you know,
like
with
other
the,
pages
with the economy.
Were, other pages were coming up, but Google would just, it would just sit there.
Maybe they're getting a DNS attack.
Maybe, but they're up now.
Okay, cool. So New England, and this is the saddest story of the day, though. New England strong safety Rodney Harrison likely suffered a career-ending injury.
Yes, and he...
If you
not
don't know
that, not that that defense was doing spectacularly, although they did hold Denver down to just 7 points.
Well, they put a beat down on Denver,
but
that was weird.
Man, this is going to hurt the Patriots.
It is going to hurt the Patriots something fierce. Torn quadricep muscle, and he'll be 36 in December.
Not only did the Patriots lose their leader on offense, now they've lost one of their main leaders on defense.
I tell you, Teddy Bruschi, I mean, they were, and Asante Samuels, whom they lost in
injuries,
the offseason.
Injuries,
one
injuries.
Of the smartest and hardest hitters in the NFL, I suspect Rodney Harrison. I mean, he's a 30-sack, 30-interception guy. Only, I mean, this really only impacts fantasy football for IDP players.
Yes, IDP players, and, you know,
but
if you have
them
defense.
On defense or special teams, you're going to get scored on a little bit more because he is amazing at strong safety. But his leadership on the defense cannot be overstated. So now we move to the news. Hit bang me into the
Cleveland,
news.
Well, that was what? Injury report?
That was the injury report, okay, man. News. That was the news.
I'm gonna say this, and then you can
go
into your rant. We'll start with the Cleveland Browns, where the Cleveland Browns have decided to suspend tight end Kellen Winslow Jr. one game without pay because of his emotional critical comments of the team following Sunday's loss at Washington. Now, it was brought to my attention after I talked about this yesterday that his critical comments were that basically he was calling out the team saying that he felt like a piece of meat. He wasn't allowed to tell anybody what his illness was, and he contracted the illness there, in their training facilities.
That is correct.
What it was a staph infection. Please don't go into the details of what a staph infection is.
I will not. Well,
you did yesterday, and it grossed me out.
It just involves
a
certain four-letter word that starts with P.
Okay.
And ends in S and has a U in the middle. Maybe another S. And Stephen hates that word.
Yes. So basically, missing this game is going to cost them
almost a quarter million dollars, Steven.
Yeah, one game check.
Almost one quarter of $1 million for one of the premier tight ends in the National Football League.
Basically, telling the truth!
Telling the truth, yes. We have this transition. Thank you.
Right into you.
I'll take the mic from here, Steven. What is it about the National Football League right now where we have a an army of scumbags out there who at 3:30 in the morning seem to be spitting their alcoholic beverage of choice.
Larry Johnson, at a woman. May be suspended again this week.
That's also coming up in the news. Yep. That's not an injury.
Okay.
Although it should be, because he should have been slapped down silly by somebody who saw the incident.
Yep.
What is it about this league where we punish people so capriciously, so arbitrarily, and now we're punishing people for doing the right thing?
Winslow's quote, I am, because that's all. He didn't want to talk to anybody. He just released a public statement, and basically it said, I am disappointed that my organization felt the need to suspend me for speaking out regarding my medical situation with staff.
Now, what did you, I'm going to ask you, Stephen Miranda, since Kellen Winslow was being so hush-hush about why he was hospitalized and why the organization was being so hush-hush, what did you do with that vacuum of information?
Well, I didn't know. I really did not know.
So, but what did you do with that vacuum of information? Did anything enter your mind? Anything?
Maybe that
STD, maybe?
No, I didn't go there.
You
I thought there? Maybe it was some substance abuse that maybe.
Okay,
he was,
substance abuse, yeah. Maybe. That's, I certainly entertained that. I entertained.
But
did
then once they said it was an illness, so I didn't know if it was a mental illness or if it was, you know, an illness where he was dependent on stuff.
Again, that substance abuse. I thought about suicidal ideation.
Okay.
Being in the mental health profession as I am, I worry about people's mental health as well.
And it turns out, like, he had staff. And where did he contract it, Jeffrey?
In the Cleveland Browns facility.
Yes.
Now, the Cleveland Browns facility. I ranted on this 2 seasons ago.
Because, as it turns out,
they have a long
list of players who have contracted.
Glorious history.
Yes, the staff.
Their facility is monitored and maintained by a local hospital, a community hospital in the Cincinnati area that apparently has its own germ problems of its own. The way that staph infection works, that if you have any open cuts or wounds or sores or anything like that, these little germs get in there and do their duty, and I won't go into detail about what they do.
Yes.
But they make you really sick.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what Kellen Winslow had happen, and he is the 6th player in 3 years to contract this at the Cleveland facility. They went so far, they realized they had a problem a couple years ago. They brought in this whole, basically, almost like a SWAT team.
Yeah. To come in and
clean
up. Like the
CDA
in Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
CDA. They came in through the windows and
they had
everything down.
What's the code for?
2319.
Yes. Taped everybody up, showered, shaved everybody bald. You know, it's like a lice breakout, and they just went into overload, and they supposedly scoured the place clean. 2 months later, someone else has staff.
Yes. Charles Bentley, I believe.
It is an epidemic there in their little facility.
Yes.
And they asked Kellen Winslow to cover it up. And Kellen Winslow was a man and he covered it up. But you know what? The media doesn't let go of things, and human beings do not allow vacuums to just exist. They put things into vacuums. They go, gee, I wonder if he's got a drug problem.
Right.
Gee, I wonder if maybe he's got AIDS or something.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder if maybe he's a little nuts. Well, that's natural human nature. It is not the good side of human nature. And so they dump all this stuff on Kellen Winslow, and they start going, and rumors start, and innuendos start flying around. And Kellen Winslow finally says, you know what? I can't take this.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to take this, because you guys have an ongoing problem that you're not dealing with, and I'm not going to be the scapegoat for it.
Let me give you some other names. Joe Gervicious.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Braylon Edwards.
Oh, my gosh.
LaCharles Bentley, safety Brian Russell, and linebacker Ben Taylor, all within, from October 2005 until now, with Kellen Winslow Jr. contracting staff. That is 6 players.
In 3 years.
In 3 years to contract staff.
And mind you, they're only in that facility so many months out of the year.
Exactly.
Okay. And so they've got a real problem on their hands, and they probably need to burn the place to the ground and rebuild, because I don't know how you kill those little germs.
Yeah, my problem is that this guy's getting basically shafted here.
Totally.
Just because he's like, you know what? I'm a little upset that this didn't get cleaned up, and now I got it. I had to miss a game, possibly, you know, because of it. Well, not possibly. I did miss a game.
I had to suffer the consequences of silence.
Right.
And the consequences of silence cannot be overstated again. Okay? People fill in those vacuums.
Right.
And they don't fill them in usually with friendly things. You know what he's in the hospital for? He's visiting sick children. That's why he's in there and missing games. Yeah, that's probably why.
Yeah.
No, if he's missing games, there's something bad going on. And if there's something bad going on and they're not willing to say what it is, I'm shocked that it didn't occur to me that I should have broken the story, Steven.
You should have.
I bet you money that he's got staph infection because he's on the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
And if you're on the Cleveland Browns and they're not saying what you got, guess what you probably got? Staph infection, because they're embarrassed about it as an organization. Well, your embarrassment as an organization means you need to deal with it. It doesn't mean you need a scapegoat and somebody that you need to fine $250,000. I seriously wanted to write a check for $25 and send it to Kellen Winslow and go, look, dude, I don't got a lot of money, and I know you got a lot of money, but I feel so crappy for you and the way you've been treated through this that I want to give you some of your salary back. Because they shouldn't have taken it from you.
To finish up his statement, he says, I take responsibility for the fact that there might have been a more constructive way to release this, but when I tried to do so earlier, I was discouraged from making the
strongly
issue
strongly discouraged.
I spoke out on this because I felt it was the right thing to do, and that is why I was so passionate about it. This has nothing to do with football, and it has nothing to do with my current contract situation. This is a major health concern.
Yes.
And that's what it is. And
I'm sorry, every other player on the
team. I would have said, you know what? Yeah, Cleveland's got a major problem in their locker room.
I don't go in that locker room.
Heck no.
I change. I come to the stadium
dressed.
Okay. I make the team guys who come out and do all your rappings and tapings and stuff. Why don't we do it out in the backseat in my car? I'll sit here in my truck. And I'll play the stereo nice and loud, and I'll even put on a DVD for you on my car entertainment center.
Right.
You pick the DVD. You want AC/DC? Fine. You want country music? Fine. I'll put on a DVD, and you tape me up out here in the parking lot, because I ain't going in that place. That place has got germs, big-time germs. Yeah. Big-time germs that send people to hospitals, okay? And I ain't going in there. And if I get knocked unconscious, I want something in writing that says you won't take me into that building. You'll wheel me somewhere else. Treat me on the field, man.
Oh man! All
and,
right.
And so I'm very, very annoyed at that. Moving on.
And then what's coming out today from Adam Schefter, NFL Network, is that the Browns actually tried to trade Kellen Winslow Jr. right before the trade deadline. Did you hear that?
No.
They actually dangled him around a couple of teams.
He's a great tight end.
Yeah, it's a weird situation there in Cleveland.
And I don't know Kellen Winslow. Maybe he is a pain in the butt. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the fact is, look, he got sick because his organization didn't take care of him.
Yeah.
And when he came out and called him on it, they docked him a week's pay, and that's $250,000, and that's not fair.
I think that the players union will be taking a look at that, and they're definitely going to
I hope so.
Fight for some of that money.
In Jacksonville, Jaguars wide receiver Matt Jones was suspended 3 games for violating the substance abuse program.
There you go. So it just doesn't happen in Dallas, apparently. The Kansas City Chiefs.
Did you think it did?
Yeah. The way the media makes it, plays it out.
Well, sure.
Yeah, you think that's the only place it happens. The Kansas City Chiefs, Herman Edwards has kind of hinted that his running back, Grandmama Larry Johnson, may not be playing this week. So if you've got him on your team.
No, Herman is insisting that he is starting.
No.
That's not what I've read is that Herm says that he's starting. And for those of you who don't know, Larry Johnson spit in the face of a woman an alcoholic beverage that he was consuming at 1:30 a couple mornings ago. And mind you, it was the week that he was suspended for being not showing up for team meetings on time. But it's much more likely that if the league fails to act, that the team will step in.
Well, here's Edwards' comment on when he was asked, "Were they going to wait for the league to do something about it?" Because the league is investigating this incident. Edwards indicated he might not wait for the league to take action. He said, and I quote, "But even before that, I think we have to do our due diligence as a football organization, too. You can't wait on other people to do your work for you. And in certain situations, we'll make decisions in this organization for what's best for the football team. I do it that way. I've always done it that way as head coach. We believe in doing it that way. When the National Football League steps in, that's a whole entire different situation. They have the decisions they make. We have the decisions we make as a football team."
That sounds a lot more consistent with the Herm Edwards I know.
Yes.
Which is, look, if you're out of line, you're going to be disciplined, period. Yeah. And if the NFL does have jurisdiction over us as a team.
Right.
But we're generally going to be much harsher than the NFL is going to be.
Larry Johnson and his agent did not immediately return.
Declined comment.
Comment on the story.
Surprise!
The problem is, in Kansas City, they have absolutely no idea who's playing quarterback this week. So if you got any Kansas City Chiefs on your roster, sit them all.
That is the sound of the Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Yes.
They're going to return to wearing bags on their heads, and we say to their fans, we are very, very sorry.
We are very sorry, and this week the Kansas City Chiefs will be taking on the New York Jets in New York. Ooh, that's going to be ugly.
Yep. So now it is time for...
Clicks.
Flashback.
Oh, flashback. I forgot clicks and flicks.
Flashbacks.
Oh, but I wasn't here last week, so how can I flashback?
It'll be really fast. Well, you get off the hook, man. You don't go under the microscope.
Nice.
I'm the only one going under the microscope.
All right, let's take Jeff
under
the microscope.
Naz wasn't here to defend himself, so I didn't even evaluate his clicks and flicks.
Okay.
I only got mine out here.
I evaluated them.
Naz's? Did you?
But we're not going to. We won't talk about it.
Did you do okay?
Yeah, it was all right.
All right. So my clicks got me 50 points. My flicks got me 17 points.
That's
Here's how
good.
We did on the clicks. But a couple of them were, yeah.
Pretty good. 50 points.
No. Wait till you hear who was on my click
someone,
list. Yeah, someone monster.
Got 30
someone
points
monster.
For
over. Houston's Matt Schaub, I had clicked. Two touchdowns, two fumbles, 267 yards, 16 points.
Not bad.
A bit of a letdown for such a solid matchup. I mean, I really thought that he was going to hit the 20 points, which is what I kind of look for out of my quarterback.
Okay.
He got a big early lead, though, and they ran the ball more than was expected. At running back, I click Lendale White.
Nice.
149 yards
three
and three touchdowns.
Touchdowns,
32 points. Ba-boom-ba!
Yeah, that was big.
I didn't expect that much production. I mean, Kansas City really blows, as we just booed for their fans.
Yes.
That was for their fans.
Yes.
We didn't boo the team. We just did that on behalf of the fans. They give up 30 points a game to the running back, and so you're like, Tennessee runs split backs.
That the other running back,
he
also got 30 points. Yes, I had him on my team, Chris Johnson.
They gave up over 60 points to running backs in fantasy football
in one weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Can you say I'll be clicking Thomas Jones this week? Bing, 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 bing.
Okay, wide receiver. Here's where I went downhill from here. Wide receiver, I clicked Kevin Walter. Wow, did I miss on this one? Three catches, 27 yards, 2 points.
Yeah, that didn't help.
It was a great matchup, and it just didn't work. Tight end, worse, even worse. New York Jets, Dustin Keller, one catch, 6 yards, no points.
Thank you, Dustin.
Jets looked horrible against Oakland. I don't know what was wrong with Brett Favre. I don't know if it was his time of the month. He had been targeting, I mean, Favre had been targeting
his
him in Arizona. I don't know. I'm trying to understand. I still don't understand how the Jets lost to the Raiders this weekend.
I don't know either.
I only missed 3 games all weekend, and of the 3 games that I missed,
that was one.
This is one of them, and this is the one I least understand.
Yeah.
And I saw the whole dang game, and the whole time, I'm just wondering, what on earth is going on here? Is getting cable that important? Because, well, I mean, cable. I'll take my satellite dish and rip it off my roof if getting cable is going to get that big, give me an improvement. So he had been targeted by Favre in Arizona and San Diego with touchdown passes in each of those games, and Oakland had given up 8 fantasy football points per game to the tight end. I'm like, this is an easy 6 points at least.
Yeah, you did.
No, he got none. He got one catch, 6 yards.
That happens. That's not bad, though.
Okay, so that's the clicks. On the flick side, I flicked Jason Campbell. I said, jump off the bandwagon right now, and it was a good time. 164 yards, one TD, 10 points.
Yep.
Need more than that from the quarterback.
Yes, you do.
Running back, Ronnie Brown, 13 Ooh. Carries, 27 yards, 2 points.
2 points, that's a good one.
Wide receiver, Green Bay, Donald Driver, 4 catches, 35 yards, 3 points. And with that, I had not started him, but I had him on a roster. I went ahead and dropped him. I just dropped him outright, didn't even try and trade him. I just said, you know what? You have been one of the biggest disappointments. I've never seen a career fail as quickly as Donald Driver's. He was king of the world 2 years. It's like Sean Alexander. It's just like from glory to nothing overnight. Yes, like that.
Yes, like that.
And at tight end, Alex Smith, Tampa Bay, 2 catches, 25 yards, 2 points. A lot more than Dustin Keller got.
Yes, yes.
2 more points than Dustin Keller got.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I was pretty happy with my on the accountability section, and that ends this moment of fantasy.
Flashback.
All right, now, moving on to this week's Clicks and Flicks, it is time for...
This is a finger, finger, trigger, trigger, click, 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 click,
click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click,
click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click.
Clicking time, Jeffrey.
Okay, who's going first?
I'll go first.
Go first.
Quarterback, clicking JT O'Sullivan, top of the morning to you out of San Francisco.
JT.
He gets to play the Seattle Seahawks at home this time.
He gets to play?
Well, he does. look, last time...
Like it's a party if you get to play against them.
Last time when he played Seattle in Seattle, he threw for 321 yards
Holy
and a touchdown.
Crap.
I expect him to... See 300 yards and throw 2 or 3 touchdowns this time around at home. New coach, new possibly Singletary is going to tell Marge, throw the ball, baby. And I think JT O'Sullivan is going to benefit, especially going up against the Seattle Seahawks, which are just they're horrible against the pass. Right now ranked 29th in the league.
Steven, riddle me this, Batman.
Yes, I'm riddling you.
What is Seattle good at?
Thinking.
Processing.
They have Microsoft and Nike and Starbucks.
Oh, well, they have Boeing if you want to keep going
Boeing. Man, they got a lot of cool business. Let's move to Seattle.
But as Kara will point out, too many trees.
Too many, lots of rain?
No, too many trees. Don't you remember
trees?
That? No. Dude. My adorable daughter, Kara, yes. Who will be 11 on Saturday yes. When we're in London.
Yes, I know.
And as soon as the party's over at yes. Bonds, we must call her on our way leaving Bonds because that she will have just finished her soccer game. And so I need to call my daughter and find out how she did in her soccer game.
Okay. And wish her a happy birthday.
And wish her a happy birthday, yes. Obviously. But I'm making up for it tomorrow. So anyways, the question of the moment was, what is Seattle good at? And with
the
regard
Seattle
to football
team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What are they good at?
Probably their equipment manager does an okay job.
Yeah. Their fans are pretty good. The 12th man's
pretty
good. The
fans are terrific, yeah. But they've been kind of quiet lately.
Well, they've had nothing to cheer about.
Yeah, I know. You could leave your earplugs at home if you've been a Seattle fan.
All right. So
anyways,
there
you go. That's what you got. I'm
your
clicking on Jake Delhomme, Carolina Panthers at home against the Arizona Cardinals.
Ooh, Cardinals give up a lot of passing yards.
And so that's my clicky click. And at running back, I got me a New England Patriot, Sammy Morris.
Ah, yes, Sammy Morris.
Versus the Rams of St. Louis, where they are ranked 30th against the rush. Yes, they have improved their defense by promoting their inept defensive coordinator to head coach. And I don't know how all that happens. It's kind of a magic show.
Yeah, dude, but they're still giving up 161 yards on the ground.
And that's a lot, and Sammy Morris is going to get the bulk of them. So that's my clicky click right there.
I agree with you there, especially with them now putting Lawrence Maroney on the IR, yep. Lamont Jordan still being hurt.
Yep.
It's going to be the Sammy Morris and Kevin Faulk show, and Sammy Morris is going to be the...
The vast majority of the carry. I mean, Kevin Faulk will be getting a little bit more of the catches.
Yes.
So if you're in a PPR situation, you might want to lean a little bit that way. But if you're in a standard scoring situation, look Sammy Morris.
All right. My running back for clicking, as I hinted earlier, going to the New York Jets, Thomas Jones. Jones is quietly having a pretty nice season. And now he gets to go against the Kansas City Chiefs. That's right. They're ranked dead last in the league, giving up 207 yards per game.
Or as they like to say,
oh, no, we suck again.
Yes, they do suck again. And this week they're going to be sucking against the New York Jets in New York, by the way. So I like Thomas Jones there to go over 100 yards and get a score.
And you know what the beauty of Thomas Jones is?
Yes.
You don't have to be dependent on Brett Favre's roller coaster.
No, that's right.
The roller coaster that is Brett Favre, mostly up, I mean, mostly having a good time, yes. Mostly riding a good ride. But, man, when he goes in Oakland and just lays a big load, it takes you down hard.
That's the other thing. I'm a little scared that he may just, you know, unleash against Kansas City, but Thomas Jones is going to get his.
He'll get his.
Yeah, he'll get his.
I mean, that's the way you keep it balanced, and that's the way you keep throwing the ball.
All right, wide receivers now, Jeffrey. And you know what? I'm going to be in London.
London,
I'm
baby.
Taking a wide receiver that's going to play in front of me in London.
I thought about doing the same thing. That's funny.
Devery Henderson of the New Orleans Saints, he has become the Saints' big play threat, averaging 31 yards per catch, dude.
That's a third of the field.
31 yards. Every time this guy catches the
ball, a third of the field disappears.
It goes for a third of the field. This week, he's got the Chargers, and the San Diego Chargers, believe it or not, Jeffrey, are ranked dead
last
against the pass.
Last
against the pass. We're going to get to see this guy play live for us at Wembley.
But you know what the only problem with our seats?
What?
They're so good that we don't ever get to see a touchdown up close.
You know what? I'm fine with that.
We're just at the 50-yard line.
You're actually going to be surprised how pretty close you're going to be, actually.
Steven, I've never, honestly, aside from high school, I don't know that I've ever sat on the 50-yard line.
It is.
I mean, it's going to run right down our butt cracks. I don't know whose butt crack is going to get it.
Our season tickets for the Dallas Cowboys are just on one side of the 50. So yeah. We weren't right on the 50, but we were about ten seats over from the 50. It was the first row of the upper deck.
Yeah.
So you're right above the. I mean, yeah. It was amazing. This is going to be great. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
And Devery Henderson is going to make me look good. He's going to, you know, catch three balls. That's 90 yards.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
He's averaging 31
yards. He catches three balls. 90 yards.
Yeah. 90 yards. And I believe he's going to score against the Chargers. So there you go.
I picking this game is going to be very, very interesting.
I don't know who I'm picking yet.
They both are floundering right now.
They both need the win.
And they both need the win.
And remember, Jeffrey, whoever wins this game goes on to win the Super Bowl.
And both teams will lose the game after the bye. That's what history tells us.
So there you go. So
1 year of history.
Yeah, the 1 year of history.
Statistically speaking, 1 year of history means nothing, but...
Statistically speaking, the winner of this game will go on to win a Super Bowl.
And no matter who plays in this, they lose their next game. Just like they lose the game previous, which they both did this year.
There you go.
That now goes 4-4.
Wow.
That's starting to get significant. We're getting closer to 10.
Almost, yes. Almost.
It'll just a couple more years. Three more years?
What wide receiver are you going to click?
I'm clicking on St. Louis, Donnie Avery. Ooh, at New England.
Why? Because he tore it up against the Cowboys last week?
They just lost Rodney Harrison.
Yes, they did.
And expect the Rams to finally trail in a game.
Yes, and they're going to have to throw the
ball. And they're going to need to throw the ball. It's real simple.
I agree. I like that Avery kid.
All right.
And Steve... who will be sitting with us in London.
Yes.
I don't want to hear anything about Avery in the game against the Cowboys, all right? I will squash you. I'm bigger than you. I will sit on you and squash you like a pancake.
Now, if Steven, it's the weather's going to be, okay, it's supposed to be 97 degrees here tomorrow.
Yes.
And then the next time we get out in the open air.
Yes.
The high will be 55.
We don't leave tomorrow, by the way.
I know. I'm just saying that tomorrow's supposed to be 90s. It's hotter than Jesus here for late October.
I was on the phone.
Yes.
With a lovely young lady in London today.
Do tell.
There is.
just confirming our hotel reservation.
Natalie, who works, I won't say her last name, but her name is Natalie. She is from England.
Yes.
And she works with me at the Ann Farm.
Ah.
And I said, Natalie, so what do you think the weather's like right now? She's like,
dreary.
Let's call my sister. And she got on the phone, called her sister, and says, sis, talk to Steven. It's a very nice young American fellow who's going to be joining London this week. And she hands me the phone.
It's between 10 and 12.
She's like, today it's raining. I'm like, oh, God, again? The rain?
That's what it does in England.
She's like, it's raining.
That's so why it's so green and beautiful.
You'll need your coat.
You'll need your Mac.
You'll need your coat.
Need your Mac. And, say it.
I don't know what a Mac is.
It's a coat. It's a raincoat.
Well, she told me coat. She said, you'll need a coat. And she's like, you might also think about bringing a scarf. I'm like, thank you, dear. Appreciate it.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
The low temperature at night for Americans speaking English, real English, not Celsius, in Fahrenheit, about 33.
Fahrenheit?
Yeah. Well, Celsius, that'd be about 80.
It's 100,
be,
right?
Yeah, 100. Yeah, no, it's going to be about the temperature is going to be between 55 and 35 degrees when we're there, and which is quite a radical change from 97. That's just my point.
I'm going to freeze my batukas off.
Yeah, we're not easing into this temperature change.
Dang, it's not like I'm already healthy or anything.
That's my point.
I'm going to get pneumonia.
Probably, and die.
No, you don't die of pneumonia anymore.
Did you get the life insurance?
I did.
Updated?
Yes.
And
should I pass away or should our plane crash into the Pacific?
It all goes to me, right? I mean, because I'll give a lot to your family. You know I will. You know I will.
Trisha and the girls will split about 1.5 mil.
What a jerk.
What?
You give it to me and I'll take care of my baby sister and my nieces. You can trust me.
Okay, wait a minute. So I pass away.
Yeah.
And
your partner.
My lovely wife has to try and figure out why I left my life insurance.
To her
older brother.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The cool one of the older brothers. It's not like you're leaving it to Mark. You're leaving it to me. I'm sorry. I made him laugh.
All right. I love
it. I take it back.
There you go.
Okay. Let's move on to the
tight ends.
Tight ends.
You, tight end. Who are you clicking?
I'm starting with Mercedes-Benz. I mean, Mercedes Lewis. Jacksonville. Love Mercedes.
Do you want to ride in a Mercedes, boy? Tell me what you're going to do.
What the heck?
I don't know. It's a song, I think.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that exciting? Special for us. Here's the thing about Mercedes Lewis and the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are home against the Cleveland Orange Helmets, and it's a great matchup, and Mercedes is just good.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what?
Mercedes is the name of the song. Do you want to ride my Mercedes? It was a song.
Do you know where the name Mercedes, I first encountered it?
Where did you first encounter it?
In the book, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Ah, yes.
Have you read it?
I love The Count of Dude, it's about a prison break. How can I not like it?
Well, because it's like 2,000 pages, and you usually poop out on books after about 30.
Oh, come on now. I've read
I'm just saying.
Quite a few books.
Everybody, join me. Is All.
Is All, yes.
No, it's several thousand
Pebbles.
Pages.
Pebbles sang that song. Mercedes, I'm sorry.
Oh, Pebbles.
You don't remember
And
Pebbles?
Bam Bam?
Do you want to ride my Mercedes, boy?
Tell Pebbles and Bam Bam. That was a great band. No, but Mercedes was the heroine in the story. And it was such a tragic story.
Yes.
Breaks my heart. There's a street. You know, Sarah How you doing, Sarah?
Yeah.
He said, something, yeah. See you later, Sarah.
She loves it when I
know,
say
she
hi
loves
to her.
You. She loves you. It's my daughter's best friend who's having a sleepover tonight.
Yeah, I walked in and I'm like, it's something, something, see you later, Sarah. And she came up and gave me a hug.
And that is from one of our
videos. And she's
videos.
Got the longest fingers,
she
dude.
Does. She's a wonderful piano player and a good gymnast.
Yeah.
But anyways, my daughter's best friend is Sarah, and she lives on Daisy, and one street before that, Mercedes. M-E-R, not M-A-R, not like the car, like the Mercedes in the story of the Count of Monte Cristo, Mercedes. Which made me cry.
Was in love with a Mercedes in high school a long time ago.
There was a girl named Mercedes.
Hello, Mercedes.
Wow.
If you're listening. Okay, there you go.
Steven, that list of jobs that you've had,
do
on
you
the
want
other,
it?
Other column, the list of women you've loved.
Well, I haven't loved very many women.
Of all the girls I've loved before.
Yes. haven't loved very many. I mean,
I have loved many women and many women
a handful.
Have loved.
How about that? A handful. Like, where, like, I actually really loved the girl.
Okay.
A handful.
Well, then the number of girls that you've kissed and pretended like you loved.
Ooh, that's...
Or the
that's...
number of girls you lied to and said you loved.
Hey, now!
Hey, now!
Hey now, hey
that's
now.
That's totally cool.
Yeah, that's bad. All right.
Who you got a tight end?
Time. Oh, yes. It's time for me to click somebody. I'm going to go on a huge limb here.
Huge.
People are going to be like, what is Steven doing? I'm going to click Dallas Cowboy rookie Martellus Bennett. Now, last week, the rookie.
Bud Light presents Real Men.
Here's to you, Steven.
Real Men of Genius.
We're not doing the whole thing. Just this.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Salute you for going
I'm
out on a limb. Yep.
Well, Martellus, but look, the rookie finally found the end zone last week after dropping two surefire touchdowns earlier in the season. Okay, yeah. So the Cowboys have been targeting him in the red zone. And with, I believe, the Bucs are going to look to neutralize Jason Witten. So the Cowboys are going to put him on the field. He could catch three or four balls and get in the end zone again. So if you're looking for anywhere between 6 to 8 points, Martellus is going to get it for you.
From a tight end, that's about all you can expect.
That's a lot. So I'm going to go on a limb and say look to the rookie. If you're really struggling, if you're stuck with the Dustin Kellers of the world and the Ben Utechs of the world, and you're sick and tired of 1 point,
or
0 points,
or
1 point,
or
0 points.
The boss.
Yes, Tim Boss.
Bruce Springsteen up there in New York.
He might be my my flick this week. If you're tired of those, go on a limb. Martellus Bennett, he's the guy. I think he gets in the end zone this week.
Going to the bench.
All right. Let's flick some people. I'm starting off at the quarterback position, and I'm flicking hard.
Ow.
Derek Anderson, I hurt my finger.
Drek.
Cleveland Browns, the Drek is back.
Drek
against
is back.
Jacksonville.
Yes, Drek is back.
Yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
Not against
not
Jacksonville.
Not going to be pretty.
All right, well, I'm going out on a limb again.
Oh, man, that means you're going to make me actually.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Every year you assemble your closest friends to prepare for another season in the knockdown, drag-out world of make-believe football.
Make-believe football. All right, so I went on a limb and flicking quarterback Eli Manning of the New York Giants. This week, he goes on the road to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, where quarterbacks go to die.
They're going to say, Eli, good to see you. Meet the turf.
The Steelers, surprisingly, have only played two home games this season.
I know.
Although they've played six games already.
I know.
They've already played half on the road.
And they're doing all right.
Yeah, they're 5-1.
That's my point.
Their two games at home, they held both quarterbacks to under 200 yards passing. And have only allowed one touchdown per game.
And how many times did they bloody those quarterbacks?
They hurt them. They sacked them quite a bit. So it's not looking good against Eli, especially since the Pittsburgh Steelers are ranked number one against the pass, Jeffrey.
Yeehaw.
Sorry, Eli. Not this week for you.
Nope.
All right. Running back.
Give me one.
I'm going to flick Chris Perry, running back of the Cincinnati Bengals. This guy has been a major disappointment for the Bengals. And had the Bengals known Chris Perry was going to perform like this, they might not have gotten rid of Rudy Johnson.
Now, who hasn't disappointed for the Cincinnati
Bengals? Well,
that's
true. This Poosh. Team is 0-7. Nobody is playing hard on this team.
I disagree. I think Hoosh is trying.
He is trying, but he's got
no help.
No help. And when there is no running game, it's hard for Cincinnati to throw the ball. Carson Palmer, we said earlier, isn't going to play. So it's not like they're going to be afraid of Ryan Fitzpatrick throwing the ball. So what are they going to do? They're going to stack the box, and you're not going to be able to run against them. So don't expect much from Perry, not only this week, but don't expect much from him the rest of the year.
He's going
to
run more than your refrigerator, okay? At running back, I am flicking Justin Fargas, Oakland Raider. Not against the Ravens, friends. Not going to happen.
Nobody runs against the Ravens.
No. You think about it, and then you try, and then you fail.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
I like that one. I forgot about
there
that line.
Go. All right.
Wide receiver. I'm flicking. Ow. Really
Stop
hurts my finger.
So hard.
It hurts my finger. Right, Steve Breaston. What? What? What?
Yeah,
what?
You've been high
I
on
love
Steve Breaston.
Steve Breaston. What am I doing? Oh, he's at Carolina, where they give up 5 fantasy football points per game to all wide receivers that play against them. And they also have, like, Anquan Boldin and Larry Fitzgerald and things like that.
Jeffrey, can I ask you a question about Steve Breaston?
Yeah.
Do you love him so much because his name begins with breast? No comment. All right.
I know is my face gets really warm. I don't know. But my face gets
Steve
really
Breaston,
warm.
And you're like, ooh.
It was kind of cool in here a second ago, and then it stopped being cool in here.
Now you're hot. All right. Well, it's my turn to flick a wide receiver, and I'm flicking any wide receiver playing for the Tennessee Titans. The Titans may well be undefeated, and they'll most likely beat the Colts, but it's not going to be because of their wideouts, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Tennessee's ranked 26th in offensive passing, mostly because Justin McCarron's and Gage have injuries that they're dealing with, and no other wide receiver is really picking up the slack. I won't look for anyone being a wide receiver of the Tennessee Titans to score any touchdowns. Not like they've been scoring touchdowns lately. Tennessee's been getting all their touchdowns
on
the ground.
On defense.
And on defense. So there you go. Doesn't matter who you got. If you got Gage, if you got McCarron's, if you got anybody else.
But Gage
Tennessee.
Is expected back, so go ahead and look out there on waivers and see if you can pick him up.
Right.
But just don't start him this week.
There may be other games later on where we may be
absolutely clicking
him. Right now, it's not this week.
I think he and Carey are going to be fine, just not this week.
And even though the Colts are struggling, the Colts are very good against the pass. They're ranked 3rd against the pass. So,
and we are just a week or two away from having a die and Sanders back.
Yeah, the thing is, Jeffrey, I'm starting to wonder. I'm starting to wonder that the reason the Colts are so good against the pass is because no one throws against them because they're running against them.
Because they're so bad against the run.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they're kind of the inverse of the Oakland Raiders.
Right. Tight ends. Finish it off with a flicky, and we'll go to Betty.
Okay. I got
going to the bench.
Tight end Ben Watson, New England Patriots, never produces 2 weeks in a row. Never. And he did last week, so you can count on him taking the week off.
He didn't produce all that much, but he did.
It was like 5 points.
Yeah, there you go.
But, not going to happen this week. Sorry.
All right. Well, in all actuality, I was looking to flick Kellen Winslow Jr., but seeing as he's been suspended.
Yeah, that would make that flick a really strong play, Steven.
It would. I mean, guaranteed 0 points.
You know, I lost to a guy who didn't start 2 players this week.
Oh, that is not pretty.
I had a couple of rough losses. I scored 97 points and lost.
Ooh, that's not pretty.
And I lost to a guy who did not start a defense and did not start a second wide receiver.
And you lost.
It just made me sick to my stomach. And I put up like 75, 80 points.
Sometimes,
I had a reasonable game.
But he probably had Lendell.
It's just like, oh, my gosh.
There you go. That happens sometimes.
So
since I can't flick Comas Little Jr.,
you can't.
I'm going to flick Kevin Boss of the New York Giants. They're just not looking at this guy nearly enough.
I'm not looking at him nearly enough. I think he's invisible.
Yeah, and Jeffrey, some rumors are that one of the teams that was talking to the Browns about a tight end was
the New York Giants. Which means they are looking Kevin Boss's way, and they're going, dude, you're not getting separation.
Yeah, there is nothing for us.
So I ain't throwing the ball your way. And Kellen Winslow, we know, is a good wide receiver.
Right.
So that concludes.
Going to the bench.
Now, finally, we got a couple waiver watches here.
Waiver watches.
Really quickly. New Orleans running back Deuce McAllister. Still out there in 23% of the leagues.
That's a lot. Deuce is loose. Go get him.
Bush going under the knife, grab yourself a McAllister, and you might as well grab a Pierre Thomas if he's out there also.
Grab yourself a McAllister.
It just sounds like a beer.
It does.
I'll have a McAllister.
Please.
Put a lemon twist in it, too. Pierre Thomas isn't a bad pickup either, because if McAllister, he's had, 35 knee surgeries?
Something like that.
Yeah. Pierre Thomas is just a snap away from
being the guy. He's had more knee surgeries than Elizabeth Taylor's had husbands.
That's quite a few. Wow. Elizabeth Taylor. She was so beautiful.
A long time ago.
Also, New England running back, Benjavarris Green-Ellis.
The rookie
out of Mississippi. What about him?
Ben Javaris.
He got the majority of touches when Sammy Morris went down in New England. He seems to have passed Kevin Falk on the New England depth chart, and he had very similar production when he went in. I mean, because Kevin Falk got Sammy Morris got like 139 yards in the first half.
Right.
And then got injured. And Benjavarris Green-Ellis, which is really one of the most difficult names to say.
Ever.
And he's owned in 0% of the leagues, by the way. Which means
he's available everywhere.
And the New England line, it also means, is very, very good. So they truly are, in the New England spirit of things, we don't care who you are. We just plug you into our system and you work. For a running back, if you're a running back, you just drop in there and that line makes holes for you, apparently.
And what Jeffrey is trying to say is Benjavarris Green-Ellis.
Okay, Benjavarris Green-Ellis.
Yes. There, he has your last name.
Yeah, no, my mom was going to name me Benjavarris, and my dad just stepped in and said, sweetie, no.
Green-Ellis.
We think Jeff's just a lot
I was hearing like Grinellis or Grinellis or something like that.
Granola.
Yeah, Green-Ellis is his last name.
Well, that would be like if I went environmental, then I'd be Green-Ellis.
Yeah. I have no idea why he's hyphenated.
Maybe he's got his mommy and daddy's last name.
Did he get married and he took the two?
I don't know. We don't.
He took his wife's last name?
He's a rookie out of Mississippi. How the heck am I supposed to know anything about him?
Hey, you know he's from Mississippi and that's good.
I looked it up.
Okay, Benjavarris Green-Ellis.
And I looked it up on Espen, so it's probably wrong.
That's why you're probably saying Grinellis, because they probably squished it all together.
No, it says Green-Ellis. Okay. I just am trying to say it, and it's hard.
Green-Ellis. Hey, Ellis, you're green, dog. You ready for London?
Work it, work, busy bee.
Yeah, that's all we are, people. That's all the time we've got today. I hope it's good information for you.
We cannot guarantee a fantasy show next week.
We cannot, because we will be coming.
We don't know what we're coming home to. We're coming home late Tuesday night.
That's right.
And we don't know where we're coming home to.
That's true.
We don't know when we're going to get the week in review show done.
Yes.
We don't know if we're going to get that done in London or if we're going to have to wait till we get home to do that.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to do that when we get home.
It seems that way to me. I don't see how we're going to fit it in. And so there it is.
But I can't wait. I'm still not 100%. I don't know how it's going to all play out, but I'm going to make it play out.
Maybe a lung transplant in the next day.
I don't think it's my lungs anymore. I think it's
your gonads. Maybe. And that being said, this is Jeff Ellis
and Steven Miranda for Fantasy Football Rants and Raves. Go Martellus Bennett. At least 6 points. The tight end I clicked.
Okay.